I surely do. I desire interest in your prayers tonight. I want to read one verse before I even get into my thought. Come to me sitting back here a while ago. We need the Lord. We need power from on high. In the 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, in the 3rd verse, it said, "And they said unto him, Thus says Hezekiah, This day is of trouble and of rebuke and blaspheme, for the children are come to birth, and there is not strength to bring forth." Oh, pray for us tonight. And I need to, I've got to try to follow the Lord and preach what's on my heart. And I pray as we get through this tonight, that, and I pray we'll have some things for the lost folks, but I pray when we get past this night, everything that I'm praying, that I'll be able to speak to lost people. That's my heart desire, to see lost people saved. But we need power from God.
Amen.
And when we have lost people seeking the Lord and there's no strength to bring forth the birth, there's a problem.
Yes.
And that's it.
Yes.
I mean,
Amen.
We've got to have it. I can't do it. You can't do it, but He can. And that's got to come from heaven. And so, y'all pray for us. We talked about one last night, Paul, that just absolutely wouldn't run away from God. He was going to finish his course. He was going to do his job no matter what, and he did until the end. He died doing his job, preaching Jesus there in Rome. We're going to talk about somebody a little opposite tonight and the position he was in. And if you want to turn, the Jonah. The one we talk about a whole lot that did run. "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for the wickedness has come up before me. And Jonah rose up to flee into Tarshish and from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish, and so he paid the fare thereof, and he went down into it, to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind in the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, little g God, a false God, and cast forth their wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. And so the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise and call upon thy God, Big G God. If so be that God, Big G God, will think upon us that we perish not." And we want to come back to this in just a minute, but I want to go over here, and I've really thought a lot on what I should read for a text, but I'm going to read out of Matthew 13, to do with the sword, and to do with the tares and the wheat. In the 25th verse, it says, "But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed the tares among the wheat and went his way." And we find here where Jonah had went down into the ship and he went to sleep. And the shipmaster came down there and he said, "O thou sleeper, what meanest thou?" And I thought about how God's people in my lifetime, how I've seen them come so relaxed and to a point that we've actually went to sleep. In our text we read over there a while ago, while men slept, the enemy came and he sowed tares among the wheat. And I thought about the last few years, how the devil's got in our churches and he's come along and he sowed division among us. Listen to me, Jonah. I wasn't following God when he went to Tarshish. When he was headed that way, he done begin to follow the wrong one. And listen to me, he went down in the ship and he went to sleep. And I want you to know God's people today have went I believe God relaxed and died. And I want you to know because of that, there's no threat anymore of the bring forth of earth. And we need God and we need the power from on high again among us. And while men sleep, he come in amongst them. He come to him and he said, what madest thou to shield with men tossed and overheard? I mean, these men's lives were in danger. And the shipmaster came down to him, believing he knew God, because he mentioned the big G God. And I want you to know, he come and talked to him and he said, what meanest thou down here sleeping? Can't you see what's going on? Listen, we need to wake out of our sleep and see what's going on around us. Listen, we're living in perilous times in the last days. And I want you to know our children, our grandchildren, and our neighbors are going to die and go to their hell if we don't wake up. You may not like hearing this, but honey, if we're going to have to start preaching it, if people want to hear it enough, because we're losing them. Oh, it kills me to see them come to the altar year after year, time after the time, and leave not knowing they've been born again. It shouldn't be that way. There should be power in old time church. We've let the devil come in and tear our churches all to pieces. He's sown discord among us. And we've got to the point we no longer have power because we don't have love for one another. We're to love God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our might. And that, besides us thinking, it's like we could to love our neighbors with others. Listen to me. We've lost that. We've lost it. And somehow along the way, we can't see the storm that's going on about us. We just lay down right in the middle of it, and we go to sleep. Listen to me. It scares me. You say, well, why you get up here begging and pleading and crying? God, my grandchildren too. It ain't just yours that I'm worried about. I've got them too. And listen, if we don't start having power in our churches again, we're going to lose them. We need God. We need to wake up. Y'all can't pray for me. Amen. He wants to wake us up. I want you to know Moses went up and talked to him and he sounded like thunder to the people. Listen, how when the next time when it come, they said, you go talk to us. Listen, they didn't want to hear no more from him. Listen, he's got a voice and he's trying to wake us up. He said, the Apostle Paul said, and that knowing the time, honey, we're living in the time. That knowing the time that now is high time to awake out of our sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we believe. Listen to me. The Bible said, Jesus said, those who believe I shall endure to the end. For those who endure shall be saved. Listen to me. I believe in all my heart. If you've been saved, you will endure. But our salvation is nearer now than we believe. I want you to know he'll be finalized someday. When he says, I'm going to take my last breath. I right now I'm saved that I have everlasting life. But I'm coming today. It's going to be finalized. And I'm going to reach home base. I'm going to endure to the end of the big time. But listen, our salvation is nearer than it was before when we believe. And he said it's high time that we awake. Right now is the time, the day is the day. Church, you're in a revival. You've got an opportunity. I mean, we have a chance to wake up. We have a chance to pray. We have a chance to testify. We have a chance to say. We have a chance for the gospel to go out. You should amen me every once in a while. I'm telling you the truth. I love you, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. Your children are going to go to hell if you don't wake up. And if I don't wake up,
and if our church is not wake up, we're going to lose.
Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and he took the sons of Zebedee and Peter with him to go up to pray. He comes to the place, they told him, he said, you stay here, and you stay here as you want. Why go further and pray? He went up and fell on his face, and he prayed to the Father, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me, but if it's not thy will, thy will be done. And he come back and where did he find them, Brother Randy? They were asleep. And he said, can you not stay away with God? Why did he stay away from you now? Can he not love to stay away? They done went to sleep. And why are we enslaved? We're losing. When you want it or not. You say, well, brother, I've read it in the Bible. I'm going to win. I'm going to win. You're saved. You're going to win. You're going to win. What about that? First 10 verses. 5 wise and 5 foolish. He said, while they sleep in this room, they all sleep in this room. You go read it. All of them did. All 10 of them. Even the wise did. And while they tarried, the midnight cry came. And the foolish didn't have that run out of oil for the lamp. It's been in the spirit. There comes a time, listen, you, there comes a time when you become lawful and separated from God. You die. Right? And they begged for some oil from those guys. Why? But they said, no, it might not be enough for all of us. Why? They went to buy from the sellers. The last one came for the hook.
I'll dismiss it all then. Y'all pray for me. I believe it's in Matthew 25. Y'all pray for us. Need the Lord. I won't get this done. I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning, this on my heart. And knowing I was going to have to preach it and knowing y'all probably wasn't going to like it. But you know something? I love you if you don't ever like me again. I love you enough to try to tell you the truth. And while they went to buy from the bridegroom came and they that were ready went in with him and the marriage and the door was shut. And afterwards came also the virgin saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour whether the Son of Man cometh. Listen to me. It said they all slept. You can go over there and read it. I'll read it to you. And he said there was 5 of them that were wise, 5 were foolish, and they were foolish. I took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took their lamps and the bridegroom tarried, and they all slumbered and slept. They all did. You know why those other 5 never had no oil?
God, mother, who wasn't wise, they went to play. Listen to me. They would have been telling them about Jesus and his time in the water. If they had it in this world. Y'all saw. Read. It's there. It's in the ring. 5 million slaves. 5 million slaves. Would you want to have been on that ship? The only hope they had. The only man of God that was around anywhere was down there in the ship inside the walls of sin. And you see Paul's to the throne. Look around you today.
what we're living in. Are we not tossed? Are we not in all the stormy weather scene? Everybody hates everybody. Everybody's defeated by everything. There's a side for everything. I don't care what it is. Everybody's divided. Worship. God's church is on his right. And we know he wasn't up and over his enemies. He's done it. He got them all out of here. And you know what it said? He come in so tired when he went his way. He just left every soul. He knew he got his job. He's got his job. And he got it good. While we sleep.
That's why.
Jesus said that in Matthew 25, he said, forgive them the house of him, but the thief would come, he'd not suffer his house to be broken up. He would watch. He would watch. He wouldn't have let his children die and go to the devil's hell. He wouldn't have let his wife die and go to the devil's hell. He would have watched. He would have been busy. I'm fixing to be done. Y'all probably won't. After this night, you'll probably just say, let's get somebody in. I don't know about y'all. I'm just tired of the devil winning. I'm just tired of watching our children get up from these altars and walking away and not know that they've been born again. I'm getting tired of it. I want to see them raise up and say, no one can save my soul. I want to see them say, I need you to have this church. You know what I want to see? I want to see a church that's on fire for God. That's wakes up and sleep. And wants to see their children and their grandbabies and their neighbors, their spouses, their brothers and sisters saved by God's grace.
Jesus said in Mark 13:35, watch you therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh. At evening or at the midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly find you sleeping. And what say I unto you? I say unto you all, watch. John arose and they won't know what kind of man are you, what is your occupation. I said, because my people, my servant of God, maker, land and sea. And they said, why have you done that? They started understanding that there was a God. And they started talking about the big Jesus God when he woke up. I can't tell you if they got saved or not. They'll bear me. I know one thing. They knew where all the trouble was coming from. They knew God had power to shake things up. And I thank you when they woke up the man of God. He told them, they said, what are we going to do? And he said, cast me overboard. And I want you to know if they had to cast him overboard, the ship would have sunk. He was going to the belly of that fish. And they pretty much said this, God's will be done. And they throwed him over. And y'all know what he stood up and he ended up going to them after he woke up. And he preached the gospel to them. And the whole city got saved. After he woke up, after a miracle.
was serving a false god come down there and say, wake up! Surely a man of God can stand in front of us and say, wake up, and we all listen to him.
If somebody ever believed to wake up the man of God, where he would go preach to the people and they get saved, sure, you'll believe the man of God. As long as it gives you the warning. As long as you will. You're going to lose your babies. You're going to lose your babies. If you don't wake up, but they're wrong. We can wake up. We can wake up and do the work. We can go and do the work. And even the kids had it back off of us. He even got saved.
Why this way? Leave him the cat. Right now, he's coming right now. What's he doing preaching now? Right now, he's coming right now. Playing the doubt in your mind. To get you to want to be with God. He wants to work. Don't let him. That's my thought. If you're here and you're lost tonight, if we may not be where we may be, you should be still excited. If you'll put your trust in the Savior, life needs to be a living power. If you think we must come and sit back and take it easy and hope it all happens, we'll go for another life. But if you live to have a life, I ain't saying work anything up. I ain't saying bring you up and outside of the leadership of God. But I'm saying if you say I ain't got nothing to do, start praying that you'll wake up. Or somebody, or God will wake you up. But you will have a job to do.
That's my thought.
52, number 52.
If you hear that, you'll all say, come on. Won't you come?